The world is pretty great, with so much to create. Technology.
Hi, I'm Hannah. In the past 50 years or so, our world has seen a shift in every aspect of our life. Technology is a force that has taken over the world. At first glance, technology can seem intimidating. How can something that is run by Wi-Fi and wires have such a huge impact on our life? People often question technology's true intentions. They wonder if it's something that is actually beneficial to our society, or is there more to it that meets the eye? Sometimes in life, the things that help us the most is the thing that scares us the most. Technology is that thing. To put it bluntly, before technology was created, life sucked. The life expectancy in the United States in 1900 was less than 50 years old. The leading cause of death were diseases such as the flu and pneumonia. Technology has greatly improved the medical field. While most nations are technologically advanced, some third world countries do not have the technology needed to help everyone live. This is apparent in Nigeria, one of the most underdeveloped countries. In a developed country such as the US, the average life expectancy reaches almost 80 years, while in places like Nigeria, the life expectancy is only 50 years. The difference between these two countries is the use of technology in the medical field. Developed countries have enabled the use of electronic records to store data on patients. This helps show a patient's medical history, medications they're on, and other important information concerning their medical history. Technology also helps with surgeries and procedures. Ray Bradbury, author of Fahrenheit 451, is famous for his predictions on modern-day technology. The book is set in a dystopian society led by what we can assume is a corrupted government. The book's dystopian characteristics have no relation to the way the United States is currently run. In the US, education and reading is valued, unlike in the book. During one of the conflicts in the book, a character, Mildred, overdoses on her sleeping medication, sending her husband in a frenzy to revive her. Once the paramedics arrive, they proceed to use a machine that resembles a modern-day stomach pumper. In the book, the machine has a negative connotation because of the instance and situation it had to be used in, but in modern day, according to the US Library of Medicine, the pros of a stomach pumping machine far outweigh the cons. Medical care is not possible without the use of technology. Technology also helps with education. 82% of students say that technology helps them spend more time studying and helps them learn material better. Students can access online resources to get assistance on demand beyond the physical reach of their teacher. Technology-based projects can also inspire students to think and collaborate as opposed to memorizing, whether they're using the web to research or to correspond with other students who are not physically present. In Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451, education is seen as invaluable. In the book, citizens have parlor walls that resemble modern-day TVs. In the book, it's seen as negative, but a real-life comparison would be smartboards/TVs in a modern classroom. These devices help students get a better understanding of content due to the interactive nature of the board. Along with the medical field and education, technology has also greatly helped with the government. In Canada and the US, over 60% of emergency 911 calls are made by cell phone or a wireless phone. 911 operators can immediately track the phone to help ambulances and emergency services get there. In Fahrenheit 451, Ray Bradbury introduces us to a type of robot called the Mechanical Hound. In the book, the Mechanical Hound is used to track people who are suspected of reading books. A modern-day representation of the mechanical hound is military drones. Military drones are used by the government for many reasons, such as border security and to gather intelligence. These drones can also be used to track people using heat sensors, which is similar to the mechanical hound's means of tracking people. This technology has a positive impact on our society because it is used to help keep us safe from threats in different parts of the world. Drones help the military keep us safe by threatening the threat before it gets to us. To put it into simple terms, the world is better thanks to technology. The use of electronics and technology is addicting, but sometimes that's not a bad thing. If Alexander Bell never obsessed over the creation of the phone, we wouldn't have phones. If Dr. John O'Sullivan was never addicted to the idea of reliable service, we wouldn't have Wi-Fi. Addictions with technology sound bad, but those very addictions is what spark innovation. I know it's a stretch to say this, but wouldn't you rather be addicted to something that is creating history and changing the world over drugs or narcotics? Technology shouldn't be put in a box as something that only leaves teenagers glued to their phones. The good outweigh the bad, and in the long run, technology is saving lives and changing lives. Every good thing will bring about something bad. It's just how you interpret it. You can choose to cast technology as something that is destructive to humans, or you can utilize it to change the world. Thank you.